Here's your Leading Edge Radio Network Consumer Report from ConsumerAffairs.com. When General Motors had its ignition switch problems, it set up a fund to compensate victims, saving them the trouble of suing. So Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal thought Takata might want to do the same, since its airbags have killed at least 8 people. Takata's answer? Get lost. It curtly told Blumenthal a victim's fund is not currently required. The government is putting stronger warnings on NSAIDs, you know, pain relievers like Advil, Aleve, and Motrin. That's because taking too many fistfuls of handy pain relievers can cause high blood pressure and heart disease, even in healthy individuals. One thing to watch out for, taking separate medications that both contain an NSAID, that's a quick way to get more than the recommended dosage. And guess who got hit by the latest credit card hack attack? Zoos. Yep, hackers swiped the card numbers of people who used their card in a zoo gift shop. There's a long list of affected zoos on ConsumerAffairs.com. Chances are you're affected if you visited any zoo in the past few months, so keep an eye on your credit card statement. I'm LB Lyon with your Consumer Report on Leading Edge Radio Network.